describe a game for you. You know, we have two armies that meet on a battlefield. They're all dressed in plate armor. Each one of the armies gets four turns to try and gain ground on the battlefield, to try and make it to the enemy's camp. And in those four turns, the captain of each one of the armies has to lead those men in the short drills, get as much ground as they can. What am I describing? Football, right? Take a little bit of different perspective on something to give you some other insight. You know, I work with youth down at the main place every Monday, and I get so many opportunities to see God work and also opportunities to see His Word in different ways. And this morning I read from you from Romans about the laws of liberty and the laws of love. You know, when we started that youth center, we reached out to the community there in Cheney, and there were some in the churches there that were willing to volunteer the first couple of months. I mean, we were going to be able to keep the building open on Monday nights. We were volunteering our time to do that, spend with the children. But if they wanted it open another night, we would volunteer the building for sure, but they would have to volunteer the staff to help. So the one church said, yeah, we'll take Saturday nights. So they opened up the youth center for Saturday nights, and the kids that came in on Mondays usually also came in that Saturday. We usually have between, oh gosh, we have up to 30-something or so people come in. Our ages are from middle school, high school. They don't take any younger than middle school, so you have middle school and high school. And the type of kids we get run the whole gamut. We have some that come from troubled homes. We have some that have a Christian background, and so forth. You have some that are jocks. You have some that are nerds. You have some that are your breakfast club on the corner. This group, the first year we opened it up, the first few weeks we had it opened up, included a group of young men. There was about a dozen of them. And they played a card game. They played this card game down there at the main place on Monday nights, and we played with them too. Enjoy, have fun. And they come back because they get a chance to, you know, get together and have fun and have some popcorn and so forth. They play video games in the other room too. But this card game in particular I want to focus in on. So we had these guys coming for, oh gosh, first 5 or 6 Mondays. And all of a sudden they stopped. They didn't show up on Monday. They weren't there, and the next Monday they weren't there either. Maybe 3 weeks later they showed up. Only a couple. And I said, well, what's going on? I mean, you guys used to be here all the time. What had happened? I said, well, we came Saturday night, and we were playing cards. And the old ladies from the church told us to grow up and we should go home. We were told to be playing games. I read from Romans. Receive one who is weak in the faith, but do not dispute over doubtful things. Now, we've seen these verses before. We talked to them about Sundays and the Sabbath. The Sabbath is really Saturday, but do you work on Sunday or not? We went through these verses on, does one esteem one day above the next? It's really up to them and what God puts on their heart. If you've got to work on Sunday, you've got to work on Sunday. And if God isn't convicting you about it, go for it. If God convicts you about working on Sunday, then keep that conviction. Let's go to Romans 12 for a second. You know, Romans is full of some good examples of this. I'm just going to hit a few. Romans 12, verse 16. Be of the same mind towards one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate yourself with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Repay no evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. Let's go to 1 Timothy. Just so we don't think that this is just a Romans thing. First Timothy chapter 4. Verse 1. Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to the deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. We've read these verses before too. Speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is refused it if it's received with thanksgiving, or is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. If you instruct the brethren in these things, you will be a good minister of Jesus, nourished in the words of faith and of good doctrine which you have carefully followed. But reject profane and old wise fables, and exercise yourself towards godliness. For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having the promise of life that is now and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance. For this end we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in a living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe. These things command and teach. What this tells me, in order for me to be a good member, a good minister, I have to teach you guys to reject old wineskins. Babies. We went through the book of Revelations, and hopefully I gave you some insight on how to really think about it. Is this what I heard or what I actually read? But we also use these old wives' tales to lord over other people, to make ourselves high. Although they play cards. They can do that. They shouldn't be doing that. That's no different from in Paul's time, when they had arguments over what you could eat and what you couldn't eat. Stay away from that meat. No, you eat that meat. Stay away from that meat. In Colossians, this is all over in the New Testament. The new church, the young church, had a problem with that. We have a problem with it today. Colossians 2:20. Therefore, if you die with Christ from the basic principles of the world, why, as though living in the world, do you subject yourself to regulations? Do not touch, do not taste, do not handle, which all concerns things which perish with using, according to the commandments and the doctrines of men. These things, indeed, have an appearance of wisdom and self-imposed religion, false humility, and the neglect of the body that are of no value against the indulgences of the flesh. The damage those women have done. You know, we build relationships with these young people through playing games with them. You're sitting down and playing video games with them. You're playing card games with them. We build a relationship with them. They build up that trust with us over time. They're willing to talk with us. You know, why is that? Well, let's go to what John was saying, or what Paul was saying. It's in Corinthians. Let's take a look. Let's see if I'm right. Corinthians 9:19. I don't remember this one off the top of my head. Oh, there we go. That's right. Thank you, Lord. 1 Corinthians 9:19. For though I am free from all men, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win the more. And to the Jews, I became a Jew, that I might win Jews. To those who are under the law, as under the law, that I might win those who are under the law. To those who are without the law, as without the law. Not being without law toward God, but under law towards Christ, that I might win those who are without the law. To the weak, I became as weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men, that I might, by all means, have some. That I might, by all means, save some. Now this I do for the gospel's sake, that I may be a partaker of it with you. What's that mean? You got a group of kids. They enjoy playing video games. Play some video games. You want to be a servant? Instead of bringing them into what you would do as an adult, humble yourself. Have some fun with them. You see, these older ladies, they didn't understand that. They had a view in their mind of what was fun, what was right, what was proper for a 16, 17-year-old young man to be doing. Playing cards wasn't in their view. But the damage they did. You know, in the 80s, 700 Club had a witch hunt of the week. They still do some off this week, today. There was a game in the 80s. Yes, there was a mentally unstable person playing it. Ended up killing some of his friends. Oh, they jumped on that big time. Dungeons and Dragons. Oh, dear God. They've got some plastic dice and people are sitting around the table imagining dragons. They're going to go to hell for it. That's what the 700 Club was about back then. Pat Roberts had several different speaks against it. I wonder if Pat Roberts grew up playing the Cowboys and Indians. You have to use your imagination for that. Seems awful racist. Okay. We can be judgmental too. TV shows. I don't understand some of the things that are on cartoons today. But I can understand when kids smile and laugh. That's funny too. And having fun with it and enjoying it. Now, am I saying willy-nilly, let everyone do what they will? Let's go down and get a whole bunch of Jack Daniels and let's just throw a finger here or so. No, that's what I'm saying. You know, the Bible lists out things we're to protect ourselves against. List out things we're not to do. It's pretty clear on those things. But there's a lot of things out there the doctrine of man takes over on. Says, oh, you shouldn't do this. You shouldn't do that. So how do we figure out what is good and what's not? Let's go to Philippians 4 for a second. Verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue, if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. You know, just about every week, and I say just about just because there's a couple Fridays it doesn't happen. On Friday nights, my kids and I, my neighbor, his kids, some of the friends of my kids, all come over and we sat around a table upstairs from about 7 p.m. till midnight or 1 in the morning. And we played Dungeons and Dragons. They imagine their knights and rangers going through a land that's wrought in a civil war between an oppressive ruler and people that want their freedom. They rescue. They help. They aid. They even show compassion. They laugh. They have a lot of fun. Do they swing swords in their heads? Shoot bows? Yeah. There's virtue in it. Nobility in it. When I was a young man, their age, I wasn't allowed to even You know, yesterday, I got up with my kids real early, and we went to Hutchinson, we went to a comic book convention. There are all kinds of kids there, all kinds of adults there. 60, 70-year-olds dressed up as their favorite characters in TV shows, in games, in movies. You could see an 8-year-old dressed up as Pikachu. And just in the same area, see a 70-year-old wearing a Star Trek uniform. And they're all having fun.
Star Trek,
yeah. There are also people dressed up like Star Wars. You know, if we were to go on old wives' tales, I should be telling you not to watch Star Wars. After all, that's sorcery, right? Using the Force. But is it noble? Does it have virtue? You know, this can be extended further. I read through it from Romans and it talks about where we have conviction. You know, if you're convicted not to eat of the meat, Paul says, don't eat of the meat. You're convicted of it. But if you're not convicted to not eat or to eat of the meat, eat of the meat. The same thing on Sunday. If you're convicted to not work on Sunday, don't work on Sunday. And that guidance is there because the Holy Spirit works inside of each and every one of us, knows our own hearts, knows what leads us to an actual sin, idolatry, covetousness, things that aren't virtuous. He knows the things that will lead us down that road. And it's different for each person. So some he convicts for things, others he doesn't. I'm going to go somewhere just for a second and probably going to blush. Let's talk about the bedroom. Some might say there's things you shouldn't do in the bedroom between husband and wife. That isn't proper. Well, Hebrews. Hebrews 13, verse 4. Marriage is honorable among all, and the bed undefiled. But fornicators and adulterers God will judge. When there's something we shouldn't be doing, God's very clear about it. The wedding bed's undefiled. I don't care what you're doing in your wedding bed. I don't want to know what you're doing in your wedding bed, but I want you to know it's undefiled. So how do we know as we go through life in general? Yeah, we got the Holy Spirit to tell us, to help warn us inside when it's something we shouldn't get into. Maybe I do have a problem with football. Maybe I spend too much time on football. Maybe I idolize football so much that I put it aside everything else, in front of everything else. God wants me to study the Word, but I'm going to have to wait because kickoff starts here in just a little while. And the Spirit convicts us. And in that situation, football is a stumbling block for you. But it doesn't have to be football. It could be anything. It could be knitting. It could be talking with your friends, which leads maybe to a gossip, which God might not want to hear. And He convicts you of that. I'm not going to tell you don't talk with your friends, don't go play football. Unless the Holy Spirit's convicting you. That's its job. That's not my job. That's not our job to go over to someone else's house and say, nah. You've got an Xbox in your house. That thing's up the devil. Get rid of it. That's not our job. The Holy Spirit's doing it. So how do we know when we're in the midst of all of this stuff, if we're doing something that we should? Colossians, let's go to Colossians 3 for a second. Verse 1. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things of the earth, for you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with Him. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth. And He gives us a list. Fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, covetousness, which is adultery. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourself once walked when you lived with them. But now you yourself are to put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds. And put on the new man, which is renewed in the knowledge according to the image of Him who created him. And there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all in all. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. That the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Dwell in you richly. Teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord, Here's the kicker. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Now, if you want to witness that, if you want a way to tell, is the Holy Spirit guiding me away from this or not? Ask yourself, can I do it and thank God for it? You know, in morality classes, at work and in business, the type of stuff they teach there is it something that you would be okay with appearing in the paper about this company? And that's supposed to help govern your morality. You know, should I be doing it or not at work is based on what it would look like to the public if it was written in the paper. Or KSN did a news feed on it. Now, the principle from the Bible is, if you can do it and thank God for doing it, there's your test. If you can do it, though, and you don't even want to say, God, nah, that's all right. Let's just go do it. If you are in that sort of situation, the Holy Spirit's convicting you. Probably not so. So there's our litmus test, because the Bible isn't going to talk about video games. It's going to talk about the movies we see. It doesn't talk about board games. But the disciples cast lots. To determine who would replace Judas. Doesn't say you shouldn't drink. Don't drink in excess. Doesn't say you shouldn't dance. And in many places, the Israelites danced. It tells me I'm supposed to teach you to reject old wives. You know, we spent a lot of time working on the book of Revelation and all the horrendous things that are coming. But part of life here is enjoying. Those young men were having fun. And they were coming to a Christian youth center every Monday night, where they got to hear just a little bit of the word. Over the 2 years that we had with those young men, really only four of them came back. Lost half of them. Proverbs. A merry heart does good like medicine. But a broken spirit dries the bones. You know, I've told you, many of the kids that come into this youth center have some pretty broken homes. And to be able to come somewhere, even for 3 hours, to get away from it, and to just focus on having fun, heals so much pain. I don't know what those young men were going through at home. They didn't come back. But because of just some few stupid words, the damage was done. Their spirit was broken. Heavenly Father, as we go out day to day, to work with the lost, your people too, you're calling them, Lord. You're tugging on their hearts. Remind us to be weak for the weak, to be a Jew for the Jew, to be the lawless for the lawless. To humble ourselves to be a servant. To look for those things that are noble, true, virtuous. And if it means we have to set aside our pride, set down and play dolls with a young girl, watch a cartoon, a toddler. Give us a heart to smile at the opportunity. Heavenly Father, if there are things that we're doing that are against your will for us, they're dangerous for us, Lord, I ask that you continue to have the Holy Spirit talk to each and every one of us, convict us, Lord. Guide us individually, because you have an individual, personal relationship with each and every one of us. Just like with our parents, we got closer to them as they taught us right and wrong. We get closer to you when you teach us and be on our lives. We ask these things in Jesus' precious name.